More people than initially thought remain trapped beneath the collapsed six-story department store that is now reported to have claimed about 8 lives. It is initially estimated that around 55 people were inside when it collapsed due to a suspected structural failure, but that figure was based on the number of employees working there at the time. We're joined now on the line by our correspondent, Georgette Cole, to tell us more. Georgette?
Jonathan.
Yeah, what is the situation now?
The rescue team are still at the site trying to remove the rubble. But then we are still waiting for the team from Israeli. Everybody is seated waiting here.
Initial figure said we had 55 people rescued. But then right now, have you gotten the figure, the actual figure of those who've been rescued? So far?
Yes, so far 77 people have been rescued and 8 people have been confirmed dead by the rescue team.
Did you have a chance to talk to any member of the rescue team?
No, we are not being allowed to talk to them. They are telling us to wait after 1 o'clock. So since it's now 1 o'clock, we are hoping that any moment from now, they will come and talk to us.
Well, what's the extent of damage right now as of now?
Now, Jonathan, I can't confirm, but what I'm hearing is that the building on the same premises, the Fidelity building, has also been confirmed not to have permits. So they are going to bring that building down. That is what is now at. Well, that is what the AMA is saying. The AMA was saying that after they had checked, they realized that the building on the same premises with the Malcolm has no permits too. So it might be that later in the day they'll bring that building down soon.
Okay, what's the security situation there?
The security here is better than yesterday because we have the military supporting the police to put everything in order. The public are not interrupting us yesterday. They've been moved to a particular place across the street where they are viewing from afar. So today is better than yesterday. There is more space to move around. And if there is anybody trapped in again, the rescue team can easily rescue the person. Because as of now that I'm talking to, they've created 3 entrances to the building. So they've been able to go inside. So if there is any other thing afterwards, let's hope there are no more people trapped in. That is what we are all hoping.
Now, have you been able to get in touch with any official of Malcolm?
No, medical officials are not here. Jonathan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Yes. We don't have any Malcolm official around here as I'm talking to you. We have NADMO, the police, and the military around, and some members of the AMA. But then the officials from Malcolm are not around.
Okay, Georgette, thank you very much. We will get back to you again for further details. That was our correspondent, Georgette Cole, who is at the Malcolm site.
Still on yesterday's sad events, Radio Ghana is checked at the 37 Military Hospital this morning show that out of the 3 victims sent there, one person was pronounced dead last night, another is recovering steadily, while the 3rd victim has been discharged. The Kwalebu Teaching Hospital, on the other hand, received 4 of the victims. They are said to be receiving treatment and doing well. The public relations officer, Mustafa Salifu, told Radio Ghana that 1 out of the 4 has already been discharged.
We received 4 of them.
And how are they faring?
They are doing well. One was treated and discharged, and then one is also at the intensive care unit. The 2 who sustained minor injuries are in the general ward.
And they are receiving treatment?
They are receiving treatment, yes.
Looking at their condition, you are hopeful that they will all be well?
Yes, we are hopeful that they will all be well. The medical team are working very hard to ensure that they get out of this, particularly the one at the intensive care unit.
How serious is that one, the one at the intensive care unit?
Yeah, it's serious. I mean, once we send you to the intensive care unit, it means you need more than just ordinary care. So it's usually determined by the condition that you sustain. But the way we are working, I'm sure you also pull out of the woods shortly.
That was the public relations officer of the Kwalebu Teaching Hospital, Mustafa Salifu.
Well, as cited earlier, 77 people have been officially pulled out of the rubble, with 8 confirmed dead. Rescue operations are still ongoing. The Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Fire Service, Billy Anaglati, told Radio Ghana that the team is still working hard to ensure that nobody is left under the collapsed building.
At the moment, we are still continuing trying to sustain the rescue operations and to make sure that everybody is rescued out of the premises. As of this morning, we'll be able to rescue a total of 77 people, out of which 8 of them have been pronounced dead. And that is not to say that we are saying that everybody has been taken out of the debris. So we will continue to ensure that every part of this burden is set and to be assured that everybody is taken out of it so we can stop this rescue.
Is there a likelihood that there are more people buried under the debris?
It's likely that there might be more people under the building, because from the Wago, the number that the owners of this premises gave us, and then that, you know, they were expecting about 50 people within the premises, and we were initially working around that figure only for us to know that the number exceeded what they have given us. So for now, until we are able to get to every part of the building, we are just going to work as if there are other people in, because that is the possibility we are having at home. And then we are also trying to ensure that we reduce the weight on the building. That is why you see us trying to remove some of the slabs from top of the building, so that will also assist us to get to the last floor of the building.
And there have been complaints and worries about the kind of machines used in this rescue process, and the forklifts and the rest. People are scared that it might worsen the case of people buried under the building. Is that a concern? Building?
No, not at all. Not at all. We requested for heavy air moving equipment. That is what has been brought to us. If you look at the type of slabs that are falling on each other, and that needs to be removed. That is why we requested for all this. That is not to say that we are going to just rush in trying to push these slabs with the equipment that we have. We are doing it technically to ensure that it does not affect the people. If anybody already alive under this debris, that could be affected.
We are expecting an Israeli rescue team in the country. Do you know when they are supposed to arrive?
Yeah, it has been confirmed that they will arrive this afternoon to assist in the rescue exercise. So we are expecting it.
Yesterday we had a lot of people interrupting the work of security agencies. Is that the case today?
No, for today, the situation is calm.
That was Billy Anaglati of the Ghana National Fire Service.
President John Dramani Mahama has suspected an offer from Israel to help locate and extract any remaining survivors in the collapsed Melcombe shopping mall disaster. A statement signed by presidential spokesperson John Jinapo said an 18-man team from Israel would arrive in Accra during the day. The statement said the Israeli team would be working in close collaboration with a detachment from the Field Engineering Regiment of the Ghana Army, who are currently at the site. We bring you a NewsDesk report.
The hard work of the Field Engineer Regiment, National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, and other emergency institutions, including the Ghana Police and the National Ambulance Service, has led to the rescue of at least 51 persons from the rubble. Mr. Jinapo said the team would make an initial assessment of the site using special equipment and sniffer dogs that will help identify the location of possible survivors and corpses. An additional team of about 150 members, with equipment including field hospitals, concrete cutters, among others, are on standby to move to the country should the initial assessment deem it necessary. President Mahama suspended his campaign in the Upper East region yesterday and flew to Accra following the news of the collapsed building. He has soon visited the site and some hospitals where the rescued workers and shoppers are recuperating.
A NewsDesk report.
Serious deficiencies and non-compliance to Ghana's building and construction regulations